Today on our show, we are covering a crucial topic for the Securities Industry Essentials exam, often called the SIE exam. We will be breaking down bond pricing and the various ways to measure a bond's yield. This is a topic that is guaranteed to appear on your test, and the questions are often designed to trip you up if you don't have the relationships down cold. Let's start with the most fundamental concept, which is the inverse relationship between a bond's price and its yield. The most helpful mental shortcut here is to imagine a seesaw. On one end of the seesaw is the bond's market price, and on the other end is its yield. When one side goes up, the other must come down. So if market interest rates rise, the yield on new bonds becomes more attractive, forcing the price of existing, lower interest bonds to fall. Conversely, if market rates fall, the price of existing bonds will rise. Let's make this real with an example you might see. Imagine a company issues a 10-year bond with a par value of $1,000 and a 5% coupon. That 5% is its nominal yield, and it is fixed for the life of the bond, paying $50 per year. Now, let's say a year later, interest rates in the market rise to 6%. Your 5% bond is no longer attractive. So its price will fall below par, perhaps to $900. It is now a discount bond. Its nominal yield is still 5%, but its current yield is now higher. We find the current yield by dividing the annual interest, $50, by the current market price, $900, which gives us about 5.56%. Notice the current yield is higher than the coupon. Now, what about the yield to maturity, or YTM? YTM accounts for the annual interest plus the $100 gain you'll receive when the bond matures and you get the full $1,000 back. This makes the YTM even higher than the current yield for a discount bond. Finally, if this bond could be called early, the yield to call, or YTC, would be the highest yield of all, because you get that $100 gain back in an even shorter time frame. Now let's flip the scenario. Starting with our same 5% bond, what if market interest rates fall to 4%? Your bond is now very attractive, and its price will be bid up above par, maybe to $1,100. It's now a premium bond. The current yield is the $50 interest payment divided by the $1,100 price, which is about 4.55%. Notice it's now lower than the 5% coupon. The yield to maturity will be even lower because it must account for the fact that you will lose $100 when the bond matures at its $1,000 par value. And the yield to call will be the lowest yield of all because an early call means you lose that premium even faster. So how do you keep this straight on the exam? This is where a simple phrase comes in handy. The coupon is your compass. For any bond question, start with the coupon or nominal yield. If the bond is trading at a discount, its price is low, so every other measure of yield must be higher than the coupon. The order from lowest to highest will always be nominal yield, current yield, yield to maturity, and yield to call. The exam will ask you to identify the highest yield for a discount bond, and the answer is YTC. If the bond is trading at a premium, its price is high, so every other measure of yield must be lower than the coupon. The order from highest to lowest is always nominal yield, current yield, yield to maturity, and yield to call. The most common trap is a question asking for the lowest yield on a premium bond, which is YTC. Remember that yield to call is always the most extreme yield, the highest for a discount bond, and the lowest for a premium bond. Master this ranking and the seesaw, and you will master these bond questions on the SIE.